Blue Sky Radio community call out. I've come along to Middleport Matters. Member of the team is here with me. Alex, hello.
Hello.
Middleport Matters. Firstly, how long have you guys been in existence then?
We started almost 10 years ago and it was set up as a voluntary community group, but we've grown since then. So in 2018, we became a charitable company, and in 2019, we became successful for 3 years of funding from the National Lottery, which was to lease a community space and start delivering more activities to bring the community together. We've now got a team of 9 paid staff, 31 volunteers, all working across different projects.
Wow, would I be right in saying Middleport Matters, what you guys are effectively the glue within a community? You bring people together, you hold things together.
I'd say so, yes. And I think a lot of people locally would agree with that as well. There's no one size fits all for what we offer. People come with a variety of different things that they might want help with or they might want to see in the area, and we try our best to fulfill it.
Okay, just if you can, give me a little bit of an audio tour of the community spaces that you have here in Middleport, because there are several, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So we've got 3 community spaces currently in Middleport. So the one that we're at now is our Harbour Street community space. This one's a lovely open space that we can use. We've got an outdoor area. It's close to other local attractions, and we've got a nice green space across the road from us. So the things we can do here are quite varied, but we tend to use it for our community learning and any sessions that need a bit more floor space, like our toddler group and creative activities.
There's a great playground outside for the toddlers as well, youngsters from in and around the Middleport area. You've also got an allotment, am I right in saying?
Yeah, so we've got a community allotment, Root and Fruit, which is in Middleport also, just further down the main road. And it's an absolutely beautiful space. It's not just an allotment for growing. I know our lead volunteer Bob would say we don't just grow vegetables, we grow people, because we, from there, we run toddler groups, family sessions, adult only sessions, and the whole ethos is to be in nature and to learn more about nature and just to experience the tranquility of being outside.
Let's just centre on Harper Street and the hub you have here. If I was someone who lived local to Middleport, I don't know, a form, a letter, it dropped through my letterbox and I was confused. Would it be right in saying Middleport Matters? You are the guys I could come to for help if I was unsure as what it was I was attempting to fill in, if I was bamboozled by the language.
Oh yeah, 100%. If there's ever anything that our residents locally are not sure of, or they just need help with, we'll always try our best to help. If we can't, we 100% will spend our time to find the correct places and signpost people to where it is that they need to be. We run quite a few social sessions throughout the week, and our timetable is quite publicly promoted on our Facebook, in our windows, on our website and things. So any social session that there is, people can come along, and during those sessions, there's always staff members there who will have the time to help them out.
Just break it down a little bit for me, Alex. You talk about these social sessions, the different groups, the get-togethers. What exactly are we referring to? Is it a reading group? Is it a yoga group? What?
Well, so the variety is massive. So we're a community-led organisation. So everything we do is either to fill an identified gap in the community that we can see is missing, or it's directly from what the local residents are asking us and saying that they'd like to see or what they want to experience. Each week we have regular every week sessions, which will be, we have a tea and toast on a Friday, which is like a coffee morning, but with added toast as well, which is really nice. And it's a social session for adults, and in the holidays, some children come along and everybody sort of mingles and gets to know each other. And that's really lovely. You know, we've had people in the past who live on the same street, 3 or 4 of them. And until they came into us, they did not know each other. And now they're fantastic neighbours. So we have those ones. We do more closed sessions as well, which are open to everybody, but there are a bit more intimate sessions, as in like female well-being, where it's a small group of ladies and they do welcome more people, but at the time we'll close the community hub, so it's a bit more of a safe space, and they'll discuss a whole range of problems, issues in life, or if they want to learn more about, you know, healthy lifestyles or anything that they feel will benefit their lives, they can do in the session. And then we do like litter picks, and we have toddler groups. In the school holidays, we put on absolutely extensive holiday programs for children of the area. It's just things all the time, and it's absolutely great fun. A lot of the families that attend think it's amazing because it's a lot of things they'd never have got to do without it. And we always try hard to find a variety and bring new things in that will be, you know, like, wow, I've got this experience, this is great. And then throughout sort of the school holidays and weekends, we'll put on larger events in the park, big fun days. Like last year, you know, we had a big color run. We're having a fun run this year. We quite often get all the inflatables down there. We get canoeing on the canal. We work really closely with other partner organizations as well. We love partnering because we always say we'll never double up on what else is going on out there. If there's something similar that we're like, we really want that in Middleport, we won't try and recreate it. We'll just get the people, we'll say, hey, look, we know you're doing this, we'd love it, what can we do to work together?
Alex, can I say it's been wonderful to visit you and members of the team at Middleport Matters today. It really is a jewel in the crown, and you often hear the phrase feeling lonely in a crowd. Middleport, it's a hustle bustle area of Stoke-on-Trent. As you've already pointed out, you've been introducing neighbours to neighbours who didn't know each other, but thanks to what happens here in the community space, they get to know each other, they build up relationships. That is just fantastic. What would you say finally to somebody listening to Blue Sky Radio in the Middleport area who's never visited the centre?
I'd say come along, just come along to anything, anytime we're open, just pop down. All of our staff are so friendly and welcoming, and everybody is so passionate about what we do. And, you know, all we want to do is just spread kindness through Middleport. We just want to make everybody be proud to live here and really feel a part of a community. So anybody can pop in anytime whatsoever, and somebody will be there to welcome them. The kettle will be on, conversations flow in, and it'll just be absolutely amazing for anybody to feel they can come into us.
Keep doing the good work that you and the team do, and it's wonderful to know that you've got funding for the next couple of years, and that is deservedly so from what I've seen. Blue Sky Radio today, catching up with members of the team here at Middleport Matters.